Coming up, we're going to check in with Betty Firth from the Ely Folk School. She is the program coordinator there. We'll find out what's going on in Ely. At 9 o'clock this morning, it is David John bringing us music on the river. Betty joins us now. Morning, Betty. Thanks for being with us.
Good morning. Thank you for calling back.
You're welcome. So tell us what's going on at the Ely Folk School.
Well, in March, we have, we're going to have a bee weekend towards the end of March. We did it last year, and it was very successful. And so we'll have people talking about all different aspects of the bees, the crisis that they're in, about pollination, and how important it is to our survival, basically. So we'll have things like honey tasting, about beekeeping, the responsibilities and tasks of doing that. I think it's surprising, we have quite a few beekeepers up in the Northland.
Hmm. Well, that's cool. And some dancing to keep us warm this March, huh?
Yes, we're going to have an Irish dance on the... it's not going to be right on St. Patrick's Day. It'll be on the 15th, which is the Ides of March. So kind of an Irish Roman dancing, I guess you would call it. Huh. And then we'll have two classes before that on the 4th and the 11th that Jim Goodall and Carol Booth from Friends on the Range are offering at only $5 to prepare yourself for the dances, or just to come and have fun and dance on a chilly winter night.
Now, Betty, are you an Irish dancer?
I have done Irish dancing.
Okay,
yep.
All right. That sounds fun. And I, as always, I like to hear about when you guys have your petiza class, because who doesn't love petiza? I guess if you don't like walnuts, you probably don't like petiza, but tell us about that class coming up.
Well, that's coming up on the 9th, and Mary Louise Eisenhower is a Slovenian, and she is our expert on all kinds of Slovenian recipes, and walnut petiza is one of the most favorite. So, and an interesting challenge with that is that the dough is very reactive to the environment. So it's a bit of a challenge for her to do it in the winter sometimes because it's so dry.
Oh.
And, yeah.
Huh.
So the humidity inside the folk school and the overall temperature as well will affect how the dough acts.
Well, that makes sense, because, you know, baking is really about science in a lot of ways.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It sure is. So, and her classes are, I mean, if you go to the store and buy petiza, it can be, well, anywhere, $30, $40, $50. And particularly if you're buying it from someone that makes it, you know, homemade. And in the class, you not only make a petiza, but you go home with a substantial loaf as well. So.
Hmm. That sounds great. Now, you can find all the information at elyfolkschool.org. How was the winter festival?
It was great. We had offered 30 classes, and 27 of them ran. And
nice.
Yeah, so there was a lot of activity. It was a lot of fun. All kinds of different classes going on.
Well, sounds great. That's Betty Firth from the Ely Folk School. Thanks so much for taking time for us today.
All right. Thanks so much.
Yep.